Hey, welcome. Today we're building a tight, rolling drum and bass base arrangement in Ableton Live that uses call and response architecture to create movement, contrast, and energy. I'll walk you through practical device chains, MIDI patterns, routing, automation ideas, and concrete settings. I'll reference 172 BPM as our working tempo, but anything between 170 and 174 will be fine. Overview first. The goal is a two-part bass system. One part is the response, the heavy lifter, a mono sub plus a mid growl that sustains and fills the low and mid energy. The other part is the call, short, bright, rhythmic stabs that sit above the low end and answer the response. We'll put these into an instrument rack workflow so you can automate macros, use chain selector swaps, and build an 8-bar DNB loop that grooves. Setup. Step 1. Set your project tempo to 172 BPM. Create two MIDI tracks and a group. Call the first MIDI track bass response, the second, bass call. Select both tracks and group them. That becomes your bass bus. Create two return tracks for time-based effects, a short plate or room reverb for subtle space, and a short tempo sync delay, like 1/8 or 1/16 with low feedback. Send a little bit of the call to those returns. Keep the response mostly dry. Building the response. This is the foundation. Create an instrument rack on the bass response track and split it into two chains. Chain 1 is the sub, done with operator. Chain 2 is the mid growl, built with wavetable or resampled growl. For the sub chain in operator, use a pure sine on oscillator A. Keep detune at 0 and unison off. Give it a tight amp envelope. Attack essentially 0. Decay something between 400 and 800 milliseconds depending on how long you want the tail, or use sustain and control note length with MIDI. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Put operator's output down around -6 to -12 dB so you can blend safely. After operator, add an EQ8 with a gentle high pass around 20 Hz to remove an audible rumble and a small boost around 60 to 80 Hz if you need more thump. Put a utility after that and set width to 0% so the sub is mono. For the mid-growl chain and wavetable, start with a complex wavetable or a dual saw and set wavetable position around the gritty area, somewhere between 35 and 60%, until you find a nice timbre. Use two unison voices with very slight attune for width. Route an envelope to the filter cutoff for a biting transient, and use a sync LFO or a short envelope to modulate wavetable position for the growl texture. Use a low-pass filter at 24 dB with cutoff starting around 180 to 350 Hz, and set resonance low so it doesn't get too honky. Amp envelope attack can be a few milliseconds, decay 300 to 700 ms, release 80 to 160 ms. Add saturator in soft clip or warmth mode with 2 to 4 dB drive, then EQ the growl with a high pass around 100 Hz to carve space for the sub and a mild boost between 300 and 900 Hz for presence. Use utility to keep the growl mostly centered below about 120 Hz and wider above. Try 60 to 80% width. In the instrument rack, you can split these chains by key range. A simple approach: let operator handle notes below C2 and let the growl live above C2. That keeps the sub clean and the mid growl expressive. Map a macro to overall growl filter cutoff for performance automation. On the bass bus, the group channel, use EQ8 to gently remove mud in the 200 to 400 Hz region if needed. Follow with glue compressor with a slowish attack, medium release, and low ratio like 2:1 to blue sub and growl together. Add a touch of saturator or drum bus for warmth, and consider multiband dynamics to compress the low band slightly so the sub remains tight. Always check mono by setting a utility to width 0% and making sure nothing below about 120 Hz collapses or disappears. Now the call. This is rhythmic, brighter, and sits above the growl. Use wavetable or simpler with a short chopped sample. In wavetable, use a single oscillator with a plucky wavetable position, short decay envelope, and a bandpass or lowpass with some envelope modulation to accent the transient. Add a bit of noise oscillator for texture, saturator drive of 1 to 3 dB, and an EQ8 with a high pass around 120 to 200 Hz so the call doesn't carry sub-energy. Boost roughly 2.5 to 6 kHz for presence. Send a small amount to your short reverb and short delay return to place it in space. For stereo, widen the call but keep the low content removed. Utility width around 110 to 140% can be lively. Just monitor for phase issues. Compress lightly with a fast attack to control peaks but leave the transients punchy. If you have a transient shaping tool, nudge the attack up a touch to emphasize the initial stab. programming MIDI for call and response. Think of the response as sustained anchors and the call as quick answers. For an 8-bar idea at 172 BPM, let the response hold the root for one or two bars, and occasionally slide it down a minor third or add short retriggers for variation. The call happens syncopated against the drums. Common placements are on the end of beat 1, just before the snare, or on beat 3. A good basic pattern is response holding on bar 1, call stabs on beats 1 and 3 or on the offbeat 8th notes. Vary velocity on the call so it breathes. Use grooves with a subtle swing around 55 to 60% if you want a slight push and pull. Automation and movement are key. Map the growl filter cutoff to macro 1 and the sub-level to macro 2. Automate the growl opening on chorus sections. Use chain selector to swap call samples or growl variants every 2 bars. For rhythmic motion, map an LFO and side wave eatable to filter cutoff at musical rates like eighths or quarters. Side chaining. Add a compressor after each bass track or on the bus and set the sidechain input to your kick or snare bus. Use attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 ms, ratio 3 to 4 to 1, and set threshold so the kick ducks the bass 2 to 6 decibels. For a pumpier feel, shorten the release. For more groove, lengthen it. This audio version is shortened for playback.